Welcome into the End of Money podcast for Saturday, July 25th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we talk about the card up at Saratoga on Saturday. The Grade 1 AG Vanderbilt is in the late pick four, so we're going to take a look at that. Only drew five horses, but it's five really good horses going six furlongs, three-year-olds and up. Jim, volatile is going to be the huge favorite in the Vanderbilt, and a horse that he beat handily last time, Honest Mischief, came back and was beaten, although still ran second in a race on the Thursday card at Saratoga, for what that's worth. How do you see the Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I mean, Honest Mischief was beaten by eight lengths by Volatile, so and Volatile got a 112 buyer, although I did expect Honest Mischief to win that race. He lost to Arad Ortiz, who just won his fifth race on Thursday as we're recording this. It's hard for me to take Volatile over Whitmore. The horse only has five lifetime starts. Don't know what he beat in Aristides at Churchill, other than Honest Mischief. Manny Wall was in there, who's you know, kind of bounced around, gets a piece of stakes races, but that's a listed stakes. The 112 buyer is amazing, and people that watch the race that he just exploded, and everything looks like he's going to win the race. But Ron Moquette is no dummy, and he scratched Whitmore out of an absolute slam dunk win for him at Keeneland to run here. He gets lucky because there's only five horses in the race, and I think he's only got to beat one horse. I don't think the other horses, Friends Fire, fits here well. He's run well at Saratoga in the past, and in the forego got beat by Matoli last year, so he fits well. But I just think it's between Whitmore and Volatile. And if Volatile's 4-5 and Whitmore's 5-2, I'm going to take Whitmore for a price. And he's proven his class. He's 1-for-1 at Saratoga. He's 12-for-21 at the distance. And Ron Moquette's a good horseman. And I just think this horse, if he holds his Oaklawn form, I think he's going to be right there at the finish. And I would take him over Volatile simply because of the class edge. Volatile certainly is the hot horse right now. Probably going to win, but I would take Whitmore here for a win bet in the Alfred G. Vanderbilt.
I can't argue with any of that, really. I ended up taking Volatile. I was just so impressed by that last race, and it was on June the 6th. It was a 112 buyer, and he's had four works since for Asmussen, so I don't think he'll have any major regression with that time and the fact that they've kept him on a regular work pattern. Ironically, in a sprint this good, there's no confirmed front runner. So I think Volatile tactically may have a little bit of an advantage. So I'm going to end up singling Volatile, but when we get to the pick four, as far as betting this race, it's honestly not a great betting race within the race. But if you want to take a shot, Lexingtonian on the inside is in two of his last three starts, he's run two of his best buyers, a 95 last time and a 98 in the Phoenix last year when he was narrowly beaten by Whitmore. And he's only 4 years old, so there still could be some more upside there. I don't think he can win it, but I think you could go one of two ways on a bet. You could play him underneath Volatile and Whitmore and hope one of those two finishes out of the exacta and he gets up there for second. Or you could, pick Volatile or Whitmore, take a stand with them on top in a trifecta, and then key Lexingtonian second or third. So those are a couple of, ideas of ways to play within the race to make it pay a little more, in an exacta or a try than it's certainly going to if it's Volatile Whitmore or vice versa. So I'm going to take Volatile, but I certainly can't argue with the Whitmore logic. The eighth race is where the pick four begins, and I couldn't find any singles in any of these races. We'll jump into the eighth race first and talk a little bit about that. It's non-winners of two other than allowance. They go a mile and an eighth, three-year-olds and up. Ended up on Money Moves here for Pletcher, 2-for-2. I like the fact that he's had 3 5-furlong works coming into this, and he's got the pedigree to love the stretch out. So off the Pletcher angle, I'm going to take Money Moves. I thought Prioritize, that 94 buyer in the comeback race, was impressive. You're to Blame's kept some good company. Locally Owned comes off a nice win. So I think you could use all of those when you get to the pick four. I think I'll probably trim it down just a little bit. But Money Moves is the win pick for me in the eighth. How about you?
I like Money Moves, but I went to Parsimony. Coming out of the Grade 2 Suburban, cutting back from a mile and a quarter to a mile and an eighth. Horse looks like he can run all day. Excuse me. And Doug O'Neill's trainer, so shipped him here from Santa Anita to run at Belmont and had the lead to the top of the stretch in that long Belmont race. Ran behind Tacitus and Moretti. Those are good company lines to keep, and I think he fits very well here. They're not going to give him up for 62.5, so I like him in here. But I also like You're to Blame and Money Moves. The entry with Pletcher going to be strong. Prioritize had a 94 buyer last time out at Belmont, stretching out for a mile and 16th. And that I thought I could cover him here. The long shot that I like, Bluegrass Cat's Smile for Gary Siaka. Caught a floppy track the last two times at Belmont. It didn't care for it. If you go back and just take those out, back in the aqueduct form, he had a 91 buyer in a stakes race. So at 15-1 for Dylan Davis, I'm going to throw him in there as well. So I'm going to go 4-deep when we get to pick four. But Parsimony would be my pick here.
Takes us to the ninth race, second leg of the late pick four. New York bred first level allowance company on the turf at a mile and 16th. How do you see this one?
I thought this was wide open. I'm going to go 5-deep when we get to the pick four in here. Barley 1 for Velasquez and Stidham is probably my pick off a very impressive maiden special weight win, won by almost 5, ridden out at 9-5 back here on June 26th. Comes back fairly quickly, and Stidham, when he gets them ready there, they stay ready. So Barley 1, I think, is going to be my win pick. Also, if you use Simply in here, I can make a case for Mo Ready for Ortiz and Pletcher, just like you can always make a case for Ortiz and Pletcher. Going to use Maker and Ortiz with a 10 horse, and going to use a 12 for Brad Cox. Sticking with the hot trainers here, basically, other than Barley 1, but Barley 1 would be my win pick. Stanhope for the for Brad Cox comes off a long layoff, taking over from Shug McGahee, but Brad Cox is a pretty good move right now. So I'm give Stanhope a big shot here on the outside. Barley 1 would be my pick. Going to go 5-deep when we get to pick 4.
End up taking Mo Ready in here. Has some speed. Jose Ortiz been riding so well. And Pletcher coming in off the layoff here. But I didn't have a strong opinion. I nearly went to Turbo Drive, but not as wild about the 10-hole. But he gets Irad Ortiz. And as you mentioned, he's been hot this week. And this is the third start off the layoff. And he jumped to a 71 in his second start. So I think there's a lot to like about Turbo Drive other than that post position. But I'm going to go deep in here. Barley 1, Simply, off that 74 buyer on June 20th. Stanhope, and then Curlin's Legacy. Just the last was the best that he's run figure-wise, and he's won here. So I'm going to go deep when we get to that race, but a slight nod to Mo Ready for the win. 10th race of Vanderbilt, we've already talked about that. The 11th is a New York-bred maiden claimer on the turf at a mile and a 16th for fillies and mares. I like two horses a good bit. I ended up going deeper on my pick four ticket, but I could be talked into taking a stand with Timeless Journey and Micro Million. Timeless Journey is going to be the win pick. The third place finisher from her race on June 28th came back to win at Saratoga on Wednesday. This one drops out of maiden special company, Clement Barn, and has been very hot at the Saratoga meet. And then Micro Million is a Pletcher dropper from maiden special to maiden claiming. And I think there's a good chance one of those two wins this. But I'm also going to include some others, try to catch a price maybe. Mizzen the Mark, best buyer, came from a bad post position last time. So I'm going to throw that one in there. Her Ways, second start off the layoff. And then I think Peerless, also the one. Just on the fact it was a big price last time, but this one beat half the field. And cuts back from a mile and an eighth to a mile and a 16th. So just trying to see if I can find a price. I'm going to throw that one in there as well. If you want to go one deeper, Brosia of the 7 would be the next one for me. How about you?
This race had first-time starter written all over it, but there's not a first-time starter in there. I love first-time starters in weak maiden races, and this is a weak maiden race, even though it's a $40,000 price. There ain't anybody in here who's going to blow your doors off. So the two horses that you mentioned first make more sense than any of them because they're dropping out of maiden special weight. What worries me about time with is Clement gives up on this horse, this filly, after one race. They run her maiden special weight. She doesn't get beat. She got beat by 3.5. And like you said, it probably wasn't a bad field because the horse that finished third came back and won. The horse had a rough trip. So why do they drop it from maiden special weight to maiden 40 after one try? I got no idea there. So that would question whether that horse is really a good bet at this level or not. Micro Million for Pletcher, you always got to take him on a drop. Baby Girl on the outside ran really well at this level last time out, 6 furlongs at Belmont, stretches out here for Kendrick Carmouche. So I think she's got a shot. And then the other one I used was James Bond's horse, the 7, Brovia. Dropped it in maiden 40 last time out and woke up a little bit. Second one on the turf after they got taken off in the first race. So not real thrilled about the race. We'll go 4 deep here just to try to get through it. I could make it all, make a case for all here, but I'm not going to spend that much money on a pick 4.
All right, let's go to the pick 4 ticket. How are you playing it?
Okay, first leg, the allowance optional claimer. I went 4 deep with the entry with You're to Blame and Money Moves, the 1-1A. The 3-horse Parsimony, the 4-horse Bluegrass Cat Smile, and the 6 Prioritize. So 1, 3, 4, 6. And the second leg, I went 5 deep with 3, 4, 7, 10, 12 with Barley 1 for Velasquez and Michael Stidham, my top pick, the 4-horse. I'm going to go 2 deep in the Vanderbilt. I'm not going to single Whitmore, but I am going to use him, the 2 and the 4. Volatile is the other pick in there, obviously, 2-4. And I almost guarantee I'm going to get you that leg. And then in the last leg, I'm going to go 4 deep here, 5, 6, 7, 10 with Timeless Journey, Micro Million, Brovia, and Baby Girl. So my pick would probably be Micro Million simply because of Pletcher and Ortiz. So my ticket is 1, 3, 4, 6 with 3, 4, 7, 10, 12 with 2-4. With 5, 6, 7, 10, and that's $80. And if you want a single Volatile in the big race, that it's a $40 ticket. But I really think Whitmore's got a shot there.
I ended up with a $54 ticket, 5, 6, 7 in the first leg, with the 7 being the win pick. Then I'm going to go 3, 4, 7, 10, 11, 12 in the second leg, single Volatile, and then 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that's 3 by 6 by 1 by 6 for me if I. Math is correct. It's $54. You know, with such a small field in the Vanderbilt, either one of those two we like wins. It's not going to pay a whole lot unless you could catch all long shots around it. So, you know, it's not one you want to spend a huge amount on. But best of luck with your plays on Saturday. By the way, we should mention that both Jim and I had the late pick 4 at Monmouth last week on Haskell Day, so hopefully you cashed, as we'll try to go for 2 in a row this week. Still not going to be able to cash as well as one Keeneland Select customer did earlier this week, though, hitting a pick 5 up at Saratoga for $202,000. So congrats on that one. Have a good weekend, everyone. Best of luck wherever you're playing, and we'll see you back next week here for another edition of the In the Money Podcast on KeenelandSelect.com.